Hey everyone, this is Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what I share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. I hope that this podcast is adding a tremendous amount of value to you, your loved ones, the community at large, and I hope that you will share this podcast with as many people as you know that will add value to their lives. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this podcast episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen in. I just have a brief thought that I want to share with you all, and it stems from a saying that I share with my son, who's 8 years old. Almost every morning before he leaves to go to either school or to summer camp, or even to hang out at a friend's house or to be outside of the house. And I say to him, and I say, hey, Mason, make sure that you are a good leader, learner, and listener. And I don't remember where it came from. It might have come from my time at Nazareth going through the education program there. But I cannot remember what sparked this statement, but it's something that I thought would be very helpful to just to continue to remind him every day that when he goes out into the world, that he's being a good leader, a good learner, and a good listener. And I start to think to myself that, you know, these aren't just skills and reminders for an 8 year old. I myself need to definitely make sure that I'm checking in and ensuring that I, Matt Wagstaff, is being a good leader, learner, and listener in my life. And so I just wanted to just share with you all some of the thoughts that have come to my mind and how I need to remind myself daily, you know, am I practicing these behaviors myself that I'm asking my 8-year-old son to practice as he leaves the house and goes out into the world? And so when I think about each of these three things, being a leader, learner, and listener, just wanted to just share with you some of my thoughts about each of those. And first off, when we think about leaders, this is a topic that many of us have written about. There's been many books about it, movies, podcast episodes, blog posts, the gamut, full gamut of you know, what it takes to be a leader. And so essentially, you know, leadership or being a leader is just about the ability to, in essence, to guide others. You know, leaders set the example for others to follow, in essence. They are that role model. Leaders typically have a vision or a goal and can create some sort of path to try to achieve it, whether it's they sort of iron out what those details are or even better, they bring in others who can help formulate that pathway to success. But they come with a vision. They come with a goal. Leaders won't ask of others what they wouldn't do themselves. And, you know, really being that example of how things should be done, because I've been there, I've experienced this. And if I haven't, I'm there to do it with you. I'm not going to send, other people out on a mission that I wouldn't be comfortable doing myself. And so leaders definitely are able to set that path and to go along with the folks who follow them. And leaders have self-control. You know, how can you lead other people if you can't lead yourself? And so leadership is about self-awareness and self-control, not getting too emotionally wrapped up in circumstances, of being able to be mindful of how we're showing up and how we are impacting other people. And so those are just a couple initial thoughts around leaders and leadership and how I can see or how I want my son and myself to show up in the world, being that role model, setting the example, having a vision and goals, as well as controlling our emotions and having that self-restraint. And then we talk about being a learner, and with him being early in his educational journey, his brain is just always in full development mode right now. and he's very impressionable right now. So this is a critical time for the information that he receives, because it's going to shape his thinking going forward. And just as a learner, I think that all of us could value, could receive value from reminding ourselves that we should be learners every day, be good learners every day. And so that means that we are genuinely curious. Every day we wake up with a desire and a curiosity about what could be. You know, we understand that the only thing that we know is that we don't know it all. And so learners are always asking questions and even willing to take risk and test our knowledge by using it and applying it in real life situations. And then we're able to adjust our perspectives and the way we think as we learn more. I like to say that, you know, intelligent people will change their minds a lot. And that's no knock on them. But it's that intelligent folks, you know, we really try to think about or evolve our thinking based on new information. And if we're asking a lot of questions as we grow in our perspective and our awareness, we may change our minds in terms of what we believe and the path we take and the behaviors that we exhibit. And so every day being a good, not only a good leader, but a good learner, being curious, wanting to discover every day is something that I try to impart. And I think that I try to remind myself every day, even though I'm starting to, you know, really get into a great groove in my career and just in life in general, but I'm still a baby when it comes to life overall. And so I have to remind myself to every day be a learner. And then lastly, which is extremely important and something that absolutely I need to continue to remind myself on, and that I remind my son with, is being a good listener and being attentive to others, not just hearing the words, but actually understanding what they mean as best you can and then responding in an appropriate way. And not just listening to respond, right? So sometimes you take in what's being said, you hear it, you listen to it, and you may not say anything, but you understand, and you try to internalize it as best you can. You know, you hear what's said as well as what isn't said. So part of being a good listener is looking at the verbal and the nonverbal cues. Also listening to avoid judgment. And you know, that goes along with listening to respond or really coming at it from our own perspective. So that's where that leader and that learner come into play as well, in terms of being a good listener, where you're not listening to them because you're trying to judge what they have to say. You really want to understand what's being said, so that then you can process it appropriately. And so those are those three areas. I thought that it would be great to be able to share those with you all in this podcast episode, just a gentle reminder, something that we just want to be mindful of every single day as we're walking out the door, or even at the end of the day. You know, have we been a good leader, learner, and listener throughout the day? You know, how do we show up today? How do we plan to show up tomorrow? You know, what things could we do differently to make us even better as leaders, learners, and listeners? As always, I hope that this episode was valuable to you. Please share this podcast with as many people as you can think of who would receive value from it. And until the next time, live long and prosper.